When Scottish physicist James Clerk Maxwell made the invention of the telephone possible by unlocking the secret of electromagnetic waves in 1878, he playfully wrote of its humble appearance, "Any disappointment was partially relieved on finding it was really able to talk." And we've been talking endlessly ever since, except for a major but ominous change, a sharp decrease of late in the volume of human voices heard. American institutions of corporate, governmental, and academic telephone activity are involving fewer and fewer humans. Instead, we've witnessed an increasing interruption by the automated Patinsky, the pre-recorded deliverer of reasons why a caller is on hold, unable to reach his or her party, or a spate of alternative options. Happily, this subversive scourge of setbacks does not apply to those emergency first responders in specific communities or at large who are on phone lines and on call for those in dire need day and night across our country. Alas, though, in the rush and crush of increasing telephonic traffic, the institutions previously mentioned have opted toward the intercession of the automated pre-recorded voice with its seemingly endless set of vocalistics, all of which add up to another shunt to a siding that spells regress and stress, or press the key that catapults you to HTTP. Yes, an email address that they wanted you to try in the first place.